This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm John Scott with a quick news update. New federal guidance is giving states, including ours, a roadmap for implementing Medicaid work requirements. In Wisconsin, more than a million residents, or about one in five people in the state, receive health coverage through Medicaid programs. Health advocates are warning that added paperwork and reporting requirements could create barriers for some eligible recipients. In Wisconsin, 16 and 17-year-olds are still allowed to be married as long as they have their parents' written permission submitted to a county clerk. Between 2015 and 2024, 297 minors were married in Wisconsin, according to the Legislative Reference Bureau. Wisconsin, of course, where Republicans control the legislature, has not taken action on this issue yet. A Kenosha couple has taken the Brewers to court over a $13,000 50-50 raffle prize they say was wrongfully taken from them. Annette and Matthew Flynn say they won the jackpot at a Brewers home game, but were never paid. First Friday in downtown Racine from 4 till 9. One of the evening's major highlights tonight will be the unveiling of downtown Racine's newest public art project, Giant Greetings from Racine Postcards, a large-scale art installation displayed throughout downtown. And that's news on WRJN. I'm John Scott. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. A growing debate over automated license plate reader cameras is playing out in communities across Wisconsin, and it's drawing packed public hearings and sharp disagreements over privacy and public safety. At the center of the controversy is Flock Safety, a multi-billion dollar company that contracts with law enforcement agencies to install and operate networks of cameras that capture and store license plate data. Several Wisconsin communities have decided to end their contracts with Flock, including Dane County, Verona, Monona, Fitchburg, Appleton, Oshkosh, and Sturgeon Bay. Officials in those areas cite growing public concern over surveillance and privacy. The University of Wisconsin-Madison Police Department is asking for help with a 58-year-old cold case. The agency sent out a call for assistance with the murder of Christine Rothschild back in 1968. Rothschild was found dead after reportedly being strangled and stabbed several times during finals week when she was an 18-year-old freshman. She was killed next to Sterling Hall on campus, but no suspect was ever caught. University police encourage anybody with information to come forward, even if they think the details may be insignificant. President Trump is coming to Western Wisconsin today. The White House says the president is coming to highlight his support for Wisconsin farmers. As part of the president's trip, he's expected to speak at Custer Farm in Chippewa Falls. And UW Stout is taking a new name. The University of Wisconsin Board of Regents has approved a change in the name to UW Stout Polytechnic. Leaders say the new name reflects Stout's mission in regards to applied learning and research, business and industry collaboration, and career-focused experiences. The name change is the first for a school in the UW system since it was created in 1971. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
It's the Brewers and the Rockies. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight in Denver as the Brewers play the Rockies. The crew coming off a 12-9 loss at home to the Giants. And they lost two of their relief pitchers. D.L. Hall with a sore shoulder that flared up. Grant Anderson hit in the forearm by a baseball. And another half dozen more on the IL, Pat Murphy.
Priester, Woodruff, and Henderson. We've got relievers like Zerpa and Koenig that were going to be part of it. That's five major injuries. Rob Z's out again. So you got six pitching injuries already for a first-place club, but look where we are.
Hockey, Carolina beat the Las Vegas Knights 4-3 in overtime in the NHL Stanley Cup Finals, Game 3 tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Golf, the AmFam Championship underway this weekend at TPC in Madison. Jerry Kelly, Donald Driver, Jordy Nelson, and founder Steve Stricker will give it a go.
I haven't played hardly at all. Hopefully my body holds up and I'm able to get out there and play and have fun doing it.
That's Madison's Steve Stricker with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Grab the umbrella today as showers and thunderstorms will be likely through about mid-afternoon. High temperatures in the lower 80s. For tonight, a few additional showers or storms could pop up. Otherwise, mostly cloudy at first, then clearing with lows in the lower 60s.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.